Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we do praise you, Father God, and we tell you thank you for this another day that you have given us. Father God, as we rise and shine this morning at your command, Father God, prepared to do your will, standing, Father God, on your promises, secured in you, Father God, resting in you, walking with you, holding on tight to you, Father God, drawing closer to you, Father God, and we say thank you. Thank you for provisions. Thank you for resources. Thank you for life, for health, for strength. Thank you for your angelic host of angels. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for the body of Christ. Thank you for the power of your word. God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Father God, we ask that you would bless our services on today, Father God. And as you do, God, remember those who do not know you in the pardoning of their sins. Remember those, Father God, who, glory be to God, hallelujah, who are sick, those who are struggling, those who are at war. Father God, in the name of Jesus, those who are facing devastation, Father God, we pray for people everywhere, but most of all, Father God, for those who do not know you in the pardoning of your sins, Father God, because they might not be going through anything, but if they don't know you, they're still lost. So, Father God, this is our prayer on today in the name of Jesus Christ, and we say thank you for hearing us. Now, Father God, we commit the service into your hands. We commit this day into your hands. We commit our lives into your hands. We commit everything in your hands, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, and we say thank you, and we say thank you. Father, may you and you alone be glorified and your people be edified. And Satan is already horrified. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for we ask these things in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. O taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back. Amen. To the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Oh, give me 1 second, saints. Wow. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second here. Let me straighten this out right now. Okay. All right, now we're ready. All right, welcome back. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as the King and Jesus Christ as the Lord, as we are rejoicing. And there's another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, 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 great. And God's name is great, 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 greatly to be praised. Amen. TGIF, today God is first. We come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto us. Amen. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We want to welcome especially all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Amen. We're glad that you're here. Don't know how you got here. Maybe you were flipping through the channels. We don't know. Maybe you were invited. We don't know. Maybe you used to come and you decided to come back again today. Whatever, whatever. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Breakfast is about to be served. The breakfast for champions. Amen. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. We love the Lord. Amen. We love the Lord. Amen. Amen. And amen. All right, all right, all right. We're going to get right into it on today. Amen, hallelujah. In the book of Matthew, chapter number 14. Matthew, chapter number 14. And let me see. I'm going to begin reading. Okay, verse number 15, amen. Verse number 15, and it reads like this. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." And they said unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said to them, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men besides women and children. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. And straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to talk to you for a couple minutes. Amen. This morning. Amen. From verse number 31. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, caught Peter, as Peter was walking on the water, began to sink. And Jesus said to Peter, O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? I don't know. I had about three or four titles for this message this day. You call it what you want to call it. Beloved, amen. We want to thank God, amen, for, amen, this portion of scripture, amen, which is very, very amazing. And this about just about every preacher, amen, that is a preacher, amen, have preached on this portion of scripture. Amen. Every teacher that is a teacher have taught on this portion of scripture. It's a portion of scripture that that everybody sort of know about, even those who are not born again, don't go to church. Amen. Everybody knows the story, amen, of Peter, amen, when Peter walked on the water. It was the greatest, one of the greatest miracles, greatest miracles. I mean, like literally walk. We're not talking about walking in the spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. We're not talking about that. Amen. We're talking about literally the same way you would step into your bathtub. Amen. Fill your bathtub up with water. Amen. Step over into the bathtub and stand up on the water, or go down to the beach. Amen. God, go down to the pool. Amen. Glory be to God. And step or into the water and stand on top of the water as if the water was a chair or something solid. Amen. It was indeed. Not only did Peter, amen, beloved, amen, step out on the water. He stepped out on the water. Amen. Glory be to God. He received one word from God, one word from Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. And we can find that one word. Amen. Glory be to God. In verse number 29, we see this. And the scripture says, and he said, talking about Jesus, come. That's all. Oh, my God, Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, Suki. Glory be to God. Jesus gave Peter one word. He didn't give him a sentence. We waiting for God. We want God to give us all these revelations, and we want God to give us the whole paragraph and the whole story. Glory be to God. We want to know the history and the background. Amen. Won't make a move. Amen. Huh? Until we get a 20-page letter in the mail. Glory be to God. Here, God, Jesus gave Peter one word. He said, come. Ah, my God. Oh, my God. You know how many people, glory be to God, would have frozen. Well, God, that ain't enough information. That ain't enough information. I need more than that. You know what I mean? One word. Well, what about this? And what about that? And we want to put all these different shades of colors, and we want to start adding and subtracting, and we just want to make it confusing, amen, because we ain't happy unless, you know what I mean, it's confusing. We try to satisfy our own intellect. But let me tell you something. Faith don't work on intellect. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. No, faith don't work on intellect, baby. Because if faith works on intellect, you're not going to walk around no wall no seven times. Glory be to God. And on the seventh day, walk seven more times. You ain't going to do that. No. That's a passage of intellect. Glory be to God. You're not going to go dip down, Nathan. Glory be to God, in some dirty water to be healed of leprosy. No. Faith, amen, supersedes your intellect. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Faith acts like a thing is so, even though it's not so, that it'll be so because God said so. So he said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Peter had faith in God to the point where he heard one word from God. Beloved, let me just stop right here and ask you a question. How much do God have to speak to you before you make a move? How much does God have to say before you bust a move? Glory be to God. God speaks and we want to wait for God. Say it again. Just give me a sign. Say it again. Say it again. How many times do you want God to speak? Glory be to God. How many syllables? How many commas? How many questions? What you want, a five-minute conversation? How many words do you need God to speak for you to grab hold, amen, of faith? Well, Peter got one word from Jesus. Ah,
Woo, just one word from you. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. Woo, my God, I'm stuck right here for a minute. Give me a minute, give me a minute. Ah, one word, one word. One word, one word, one word. Ah. So like sometimes, beloved, the Holy Spirit looking out for us, he might just say, go. Glory be. Well, wait a minute. Which way? And we ain't made a move yet. Just get up and go, dog. God, if he told you to go, he's going to tell you which direction to go when you take the first step. Ain't no need of him telling you all that. You ain't even get up yet. Huh? Let me tell you something. If Moses had not gone down to the Red Sea, God would have never opened it. He would have never opened it if Moses was back in Egypt. What good would it be for God to open the Red Sea and Moses back in Egypt? God waited until Moses got to the border, to the brink. Then he opened up the Red Sea. We want God to give us all the details, but we haven't done the first thing first. You haven't did the first thing God told you. You wanted, well, give me the second and the third thing. God said, no, I ain't giving you the second and the third until you obey the first. See, because that ain't faith, beloved. You got to see the whole picture. Give me the whole picture. Just give me the whole diagram. Give me the whole scenario. Give me all the detail. Well, baby, that ain't faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, but he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. So Peter got one word. Ah, my God, I'm still excited on that. So, beloved, the Bible tells us that Peter didn't step on the water, by the way. We was wondering how Peter was able, amen, beloved, and this is not a parable here in this scripture. Okay, now we know the Lord did give us some parables, amen. He paint pictures for us to see, amen, because most of us are visual, most people are, amen. But this is not a parable. This is a true story. This happened. Glory be to God. But Peter, amen, didn't step out on the water. Peter stepped out on the word. Oh, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Peter stepped out on the word. The word was come. He attached his faith to the word of God. And when you attach your faith to the word of God will work. Because the word of God cannot fail. God is not a man. God is not a liar. His word will always return to him, mission accomplished. What are you stepping out on today? What are you stepping out on? I hope you're not stepping out on the Dow Jones report. What are you stepping out on? Peter stepped out on the word. The word was come. So the Bible tells us, amen, hallelujah, Peter stepped out on the word. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. He had a little swagger. He had a little swagger, too. Hey, glory. Peter was a bold soldier. He tell the Lord here. He said, hallelujah. First they was afraid. Now, first of all, these were fishermen. They were experienced fishermen. They fished at night because that's when they caught the fish. All right. So, you know, they had to be pretty, you know, bold. And here the Bible tells us, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. When they saw Jesus walking on the water in verse 26, they thought it was a ghost. They thought it was a ghost. And here these grown men, they got scared. And look, we ain't laughing at them because, you know, some of us do the same thing. If we thought we saw a ghost, huh? And Jesus assured them, said, don't worry, boy. Don't worry about it. It's me. Be a good cheer. Don't be scared. It's all right. Amen. And here go bold, rash Peter. Amen. And verse number 28. And Peter told the Lord, he said, well, Lord, if it be you, just bid me come. You know what I mean? Just look, if it be you, you know how we want to be all the way out there for the Lord. If it be you, God, just tell me to come and I'm coming. Hey, we want to thank God. Amen. That God knows our heart. Amen. Hallelujah. So, amen. Jesus took Peter at his word. Amen. Glory be to God. He told Peter to come. Peter stepped out on the word. Amen. And the Bible says, amen, Peter walked on the water to go to Jesus. Peter walked above his circumstances.
Beloved, we are seated in heavenly places right now. If ye be risen with Christ, we are seated in we born again believers live in two worlds at one time. Glory be to God. We live here on the earthly world, yet we live in the spirit. Glory be to God. We're living in two worlds at one time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He took dominion over, amen, the elements. He took dominion over the sea. He took dominion over the laws of the universe. He took dominion over his circumstances. And Peter walked on top of the water. And he stayed there. And he stayed there until, glory be to God. It says here, Peter walked to the on the water to go to Jesus. But then in verse 30 says, but he saw that the wind was boisterous. He saw the wind was boisterous. That means he was looking at the wind. Now, I want to ask you, why are you looking at the wind when you should have been looking at Jesus? You wasn't walking towards the wind. You was walking towards Jesus. I want to know, Peter, why you look. He says, and he saw the wind was boisterous. Well, the wind was boisterous from get-go. So why you shift your focus? Why did you take your eyes off Jesus to look at your surroundings? Why did you take your eyes off Jesus to look at situations and circumstances and what this person is saying and what they said on ABC News last night and CNN News last night and what the doctor said and what the politician said and what your banker said of the what your husband said? What? Why did you shift your focus? Peter was doing good until he shifted his focus. Peter was going strong until he shifted his focus. Peter was walking in the miraculous until he shifted his focus. Peter was doing what had never been done before. Huh? Until Peter shifted his focus. Hallelujah. Beloved, Psalms, so let me take it, Psalms 100. Okay, give me 1 second here. Psalms 121 says this. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, of which comes my help coming from the Lord. I will look up to the Lord. I will look up. Well, why was Peter looking to the left and to the right? But let me ask you a question this morning. What direction are you looking? What direction are you looking? Because I'm telling you, if you're looking any other way, the same way Peter went down, you're going down. The same way, beloved, amen, where he at one moment he had control of his situation, living on top of the world, on top of his situation, and in the next second, now his situation had control over him. All because he shifted his focus. And he stopped looking at Jesus. And he started looking at his money. He said, "Yeah, don't ain't enough here." He started looking at this. He started looking at. Come on, now, beloved, what are you looking at? What are you looking at? Now, but this is what I want you to see this morning. This is what I want you to see, and I'm finished. So here comes Jesus. So we want to thank God for Jesus, for his grace and his mercies. Oh, my God. His Bible says, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. He wasn't going to let his disciple fall. Oh, no, baby. Jesus ain't going to let you go down. You hear what I'm saying? He ain't going to let you go down because he going to catch you before you fall. Oh, we have that assurance. Glory be to God. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, caught Peter, and said unto Peter, O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? Now, beloved, now let's just back up for 1 second. Let's just back up. Let's analyze this now. Let's analyze this. Peter walking on the water. He had already did something nobody else then ever did. People talk about how brash Peter is and how, you know, and Peter, you know, he had a personality, but nobody else got out of that boat to walk on the water but Peter. And Peter did walk. But beloved, God, Jesus told Peter that Peter had a little bit of faith. Now, wait a minute, Jesus. It looked to me like Peter had a lot of faith. No, Jesus said, O thou of little faith. Now, beloved, my question to you this morning, if Peter can take a little bit of faith and walk on the water, Peter can take a little bit of faith and do the miraculous. If Peter can take a little bit of faith and do something that has never been done before, what is your problem? What is your problem? You don't need a whole lot. Baby, you just got to use what you got. My mother Washington, Hattie, used to sing that song, the faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot. You just got to use what you got, just a little bit of faith. And they probably got that song off Peter. For Peter, with his little bit of faith, that's what Jesus said, was able to do the miraculous. Beloved, what are you doing for the Lord? What are you doing in your life? Beloved, nothing, you're not going to get nothing shaken until you start shaking your faith. You're not going to get nothing going until you did like Peter. Let's just take Peter a little bit of faith this morning and work with that for the rest of the day, the rest of the week. Peter took that little bit of faith and implemented the word of God, took that little bit of faith and stepped out on the word of God, took that little bit of faith and agreed with the word of God. Beloved, you got to work the word. The word of God work when you work it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to work it. You, as we said this morning, baby, glory be to God, hallelujah, you got to put the word on it. You got to put the word on it. Put the word on your circumstances. Put the word on your health. Put the word on your relationship. Put the word on your money. Put the word on your business. Put the word on your projects. Put the word on it. The word of God works when we work it. So let the word do the word. Let the word do the word. Let the word do the word. Stop sitting around making more, I just need a little bit of more faith. No, you don't need more faith. You just need to work the faith you got. Faith is an action word. It's action. Show me, glory be to God, your works without faith, and I'm going to show you mine with faith. Glory be to God. There's power in the word. Oh, there's power in the word, beloved. Hallelujah. The word is the power. Hallelujah. Beloved, it's time to put the word on it. It's time to put the word on. It's time for us to start exercising faith. Stop sitting around waiting for God when God is waiting on you.
Beloved, we're not waiting on God. Just tell the truth and shame the devil. Maybe you're afraid, okay? Maybe you're dealing in fear. You know what God told you to do a long time ago. You know. See, and you're hoping that God forgot about it. Amen. So you're waiting for God to give you another set of instructions. No, God's not going to give you nothing until you go back and do the last thing he told you to do. See, and you've been making this. Your season expired a long time ago. But God, with his divine mercy, amen, glory be to God, can expedite and give you divine speed and take you to the place that you need to be, even above your peers. Amen. But you got to work your faith. You got to work the little bit of faith you got. And what will God do? God will move us from faith to faith. And from glory to glory. When you use that little bit of faith, amen, you get a little bit more faith and a little bit of more faith. Glory be to God. Next thing you know, you're taking down Goliath and his brothers. Glory be to God. Beloved, it's time to work the word. It's time to work the word. Let us stop making excuses. Let us stop. Just tell the Lord yes. Just tell the Lord, Lord, this dude, who was it, Thomas, said, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Amen. Glory be to God. Just tell the Lord, help me, Lord. Help me. Help me. Glory be to God. He'll take you by your hand. He won't wait till you fall. Glory be, he'll take you right by your hand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And take you. God has a plan for you to give you an expected end. God did not create that plan the moment you got born again. God created that plan before the foundation of the world. If anybody late, we are. It ain't God. If anybody late, we the ones late. Amen. Beloved, activate your faith. Activate the faith. Just start taking little baby steps. Just take the little baby steps, moving in that direction. How do you get from here to there? One step at a time. One step at a time. Glory be to God. You talk to some people, glory be to God, and they, you know, they say one day at a time, one day, no, not one day at a time. What about one step at a time? Let's get through this thing one step at a time. Glory be to God. One step, one step, one step. One. And beloved, let me tell you something. When you keep stepping, ain't no telling where God taking you. The steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord. Ain't no telling where God taking you. Glory be to God. I think about this ministry here, this ministry. We'll be celebrating 12 years in the next 2 months. Amen. Glory be to God. And how this ministry was birthed. Glory be to God. I didn't have a clue what God was doing. All I knew, I was homeless. I knew I was homeless, but I know I had a lot of peace. Glory be to God. But what? I just stepped out. I know God told me to do it. Amen. And I did it. And I did it. And I kept, and I stepped out, and I kept stepping, and I'm still stepping. And I'm still stepping. And look at all that our ministry has accomplished. And we haven't even scratched the scratched. We haven't even, this is all foundational work. Huh? Glory, but you got to start stepping. You got to start using a little bit of faith you have and stop making excuses and keep your eyes on Jesus when you go. Keep your eyes on Jesus. When it get rough, keep your eyes on Jesus. When the winds get boisterous, keep your eyes on Jesus. Huh? When it look like you're losing, keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen, because ain't no way you can lose. When you're, we see in Peter's life, and no way you're going to lose when you're walking with Jesus. Because he'll reach down and catch you. Ah, my God. Hallelujah. Woo! And bring you back and bring you up. A good man falls down 7 times. And that 7 there, beloved, that don't mean after. You know, some people like to keep score. Well, I already fell 6 times. Only got 1 more time to fall. No. That's not what the Lord meant. Beloved, amen. That's a spirit. It's just like when Peter asked him, how many times should I forgive my brother? And the Lord says 70 times 7. Amen. Glory be to God. You do the math. That's what, 490 times. That don't mean you keep count. And then when you get to 489, you say, okay, they got 1 more time. That's 7 times 70, and I ain't got to forgive them no more. No, the Lord is saying forgiveness is a spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, God is a spirit. Amen. And we who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Work the word. Work the word.
If Peter could walk on the water with a little bit of faith, ain't no telling what me and you can do. And some of you got the nerve to brag about how much faith you got. Well, I'd like to know why you're not at least doing what Peter did, since you got that much faith. Amen. But we know faith cometh by hearing, and hearing cometh by the word of God. But how can they hear without a preacher? Amen and amen. So let us pray one for another, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're struggling in your faith, beloved, just get in the word. It didn't say faith come by praying. It didn't say faith comes by fasting. Now, yes, you must pray. Yes, you must fast. But that's not how you get faith. It says faith cometh by hearing. That's why this type of ministry here is such a blessing. See? Because all you got to do is keep your ears open. See? Because that's how your faith is coming, through your hearing. See? He who have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. See? That's how faith comes. And that's why when I, in my devotional time, when I read the scriptures, I read out aloud. Because I want to hear myself. If I don't hear nobody else, I can hear me. Huh? Amen and amen and amen. The word works, beloved. The word works. And the word will hold you up. And you win every time. You'll win even when it looked like you're losing. It looked like Peter was losing, but Peter won. Amen. Hallelujah. Because Christ was on his side. And he promises never to leave us nor to forsake us, even to the end of the world. You happy about it this morning? I know I am. Amen. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God on today. Thank you for our brother Peter. Oh, Father God, little faith, little bit of faith. It only takes a little bit of faith to walk in the miraculous. It only takes a little bit of faith to walk on water, only a little bit of faith to take control and dominion over our circumstances. My God, thank you for this revelation on today, Father. Thank you for this revelation. Now help us to be about it. Help us to be about it, Father. And we say thank you, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, a form of announcement today. We will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock, back at 9 o'clock. Meet us at the prayer altar. Come on now. Glory be to God. We know one thing about Jesus. Amen. When Jesus wasn't doing the will of the Lord and working miracles, Jesus was somewhere praying. Jesus prayed early in the morning. It's something about their early morning prayer. It's something about their early morning prayer. I don't care what nobody say. When the Lord wake me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I just get on up. Amen. Something about that early morning prayer, because I'm telling you, amen, glory be to God. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, God wants to speak to you. Now, then you can pray later on, 9:10 in the morning. You can pray, glory be to God. But, amen, God wants to tell you something 3 o'clock this morning. 3 o'clock this morning. I heard one preacher put it this way, glory be to God, when you miss that early morning prayer, it's like traveling from one city to another in your automobile. See, but if you got up 3 o'clock that morning, God was going to take you there in the jet. Still answer your prayer. You're just moving in a slower pace because you missed that early morning prayer. We're going to be teaching and preaching on that early morning prayer. Amen. But nevertheless, amen, we have early morning prayer here. We thank God, amen, for our 5 a.m. altar. Amen. Glory be to God. But meet us, amen. Look, one thing about this ministry, we got you early morning, we got you noonday, and we got you at the night. Amen. And God, just come on, stop making excuses and pray. Amen. So we want to thank God, amen, so that the prayer altar will be open, Lord's willing, at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Tomorrow night is our Friday night praise party. Bring your own praise every other Friday night. Come on, come on, come on. Amen. I'm Minister Joanne Thurman. It's the host. Amen. For the 9 o'clock service, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And we come. You come with your songs. You want to sing a song. You want to do a reading. You want to do a prayer. Oh, my God, what else they do? What else we do? I don't know. We just have a good time in Jesus. Amen. Everything's done decent and in order.
Ain't nobody talking over everybody. You ain't got 20 people praying at one time and all that stuff. Amen. Glory be to God. And God is not the author of confusion. I've been to some prayer calls, and then you got all these, you got everybody praying. You got 50 people on the call, and everybody praying. One person praying loose, Lord. The other person saying bind, Lord. One person praying loose, one other person praying bind. God is not an author of confusion. Ain't no author of confusion. If you know 50 people going to pray, mute the calls while they pray. Amen. And one person take over. Amen. And amen. All right, saints, that's it for today. Amen. Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Amen. On social media for our morning prayer and back here at the breakfast table at 6 o'clock. Amen. We meet on this altar here 7 days a week. Yeah, 7 days a week. Yes, we do. And to God be praised. And to God be glory. And I asked God for a day off Tuesday, I think it was. I called Sister Shannon at the last minute. She was up too and alert, and she jumped right to it. And people are still talking about her message. Amen. That's what we're talking about. But guess what? You know, I was still on the line. I can't separate myself from the baby. Amen. I just can't. I don't know. I don't know. Amen. Whatever. Whatever. I was still eight. I didn't have to speak. So, but y'all know I was here. Because I ain't going too far. And to God be praised. Even when I went on vacation, amen, my mother said, now Frieda, next time you go on vacation, she said, you got to cut it. You just cut it till you get back. I said, that's wisdom. And Lord help me. Amen. All right, saints, that's it for today. Amen. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, as we go out, come wherever we do today, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, order our steps in you. Father God, help us to implement the faith that is necessary to get us to the place that you want us to be. Father God, we don't want to die out of in the wrong place. We don't want to, Father God, leave this earth, Father God, and get to heaven and find out we could have had so much more if we had just used a little bit of faith, just a little bit of faith that Peter used, Father God. And then Jesus came that we may have an abundant life, a fruitful life, a marvelous life, Father God. And we prosper as our soul prospers. So, Father God, just help us to believe. Just help, God, we believe. Just help our unbelief. Help our unbelief, Father. And we say thank you for helping us to help ourselves. In Jesus' name, Father. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel accidents, incidents, calamities. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. In Jesus' name, bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve today, Father. Anoint them, Father God, with your anointing. Cover them. Shield them, Father, from danger seen and unseen. In Jesus' name, we say thank you. And in Jesus' name, we do pray. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. And we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And the church did say, amen, amen, and amen. And I promise you, I'm going to look at the calendar and see if November. I know we got some November birthdays. We ain't going to let nobody get by. Amen. We got you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Everybody walk in the blessing, because the blessing of the Lord is already here, but you're going to need faith to get that blessing. You're going to need some faith. If you don't use your faith, you ain't going to get all that you could have got. Amen. I love you. Signing out. Pastor Bradford.
joy.